As the pandemic continues to spiral out of control, we look at one place where the number of infections have declined in recent weeks, Scotland County, Missouri. But with that good news comes the bad. Health officials there are learning that they may not receive any doses of the vaccine until the end of January, and they fear their community might have another surge before then. NewsHour special correspondent James Fox has that story.
Throughout much of the pandemic, Scotland County, Missouri was the type of place that thought it was immune from the coronavirus. With miles and miles of roads separating most households, there seemed little point in covering your face or sparing a trip into town. Or at least, that is what farmers like Glenn Cowell believed.
I didn't pay much attention to it. I really didn't. I didn't wear a mask. At 68, I'm still reasonably healthy. I don't take any daily pills or anything like that. I don't have diabetes, anything like that. So I never thought too much more about it. And I thought, you know, well, if I get it, I'll be sick for a couple of days. Well, I made two trips to the hospital in an ambulance. Was there for over a week, and I was as sick as I'd ever been in my life.
Glenn Cowell was hospitalized with COVID-19 4 weeks ago. At 68, he is back to tending his 500-acre cattle farm with an oxygen tank to aid his battered lungs. This is a part of the country where it takes an hour to reach just about anything. Most people here have to drive across multiple counties to simply pick up a prescription. But Glenn is one of the lucky few. He lives 15 minutes from the only hospital in the area.
We're 50 miles from everything. I mean, the nearest stoplight's 50 miles away. The nearest Walmart's 50 miles away. The hospitals are further away. I mean, there's one in Keokuk, one in Quincy, one in Hannibal. But as sick as I was, and to be able to get me 15 minutes to a hospital made a difference. It really did. And that's, you know, and people need to know that it's for real. I mean, they really do.
There's nobody more than me that wants this to be back to normal. But the reality of it is we're not there. We're still seeing a lot of community spread. I honestly can't think of anybody I've had in the hospital that was from this area that I didn't either know or know their family members.
Scotland County Hospital in Memphis, Missouri has been overrun with COVID-19 since October. But unlike many other parts of the country, where cases, deaths, and hospitalizations are soaring, the hospital in this county is beginning to open up beds rather than fill them. With only 6 beds reserved for coronavirus patients, Dr. Shane Wilson knows the tide could reverse at any moment.
Well, you know, we did that CAT scan of your brain this morning. It looks fine. Doesn't look like you had a stroke or anything. That's what I was a little bit concerned about because
the hospital is still tending to patients struggling with the after effects of the virus. At 99, Barbara Roberts is one of many patients who have beaten the odds thus far.
How do you feel sitting up?
Kind of lightheaded.
Lightheaded.
Others have been less lucky, according to nurse Olivia Steele.
It's here, it's real. It affects everyone differently. Obviously, we've seen that. Some are symptomatic, some have GI issues, and some are respiratory patients and never have had any respiratory issues in the past, and they die from it. That was a big eye-opener for all of us here when we started having deaths of patients that have had no respiratory issues.
Like other rural hospitals, Scotland County offers therapeutic drugs to prevent mild cases of the coronavirus from breaking down into bad ones. Masks and social distancing are rarely enforced in this part of the country, so the staff here is hoping these treatments will keep any future surges at bay.
I do think we've gotten better at getting the word out about social distancing and wearing the masks when you're in public. There's still a fair number of people who don't believe the masks have any benefit.
It is true that many rural communities have been resistant to health guidelines, which have become the norm in most major cities. But while those cities were getting pummeled in the spring, rural communities, including Scotland County, were barely seeing any viral spread. That was until October, when this county's numbers skyrocketed to emergency levels and then abruptly fell off nearly as quickly.
We were very lucky in this community that things did not hit until late in the season. Well, then when people did start getting sick, people were so tired of all the restrictions for so long that I think there was a certain amount of, we're done with this, you know? If we get it, we get it.
You travel around within a 2 or 3 hour radius of this and you tell people you're from Memphis, Missouri, and they say, oh, well, that's where Keith's Cafe is, where all the coffee cups are. And I said, yep, that's right.
Once famous for the hundreds of coffee mugs which hung from its ceiling, Keith's Cafe is just one example of a local business that has muscled its way through the pandemic. After closing their kitchen earlier in the year, Troy Alexander and his family decided it would be best for both themselves and the local economy if they were open. Their approach stands in stark contrast to what many restaurants have done in larger cities.
Your number one staple is you got to take care of the people right here among you. That's just the compromise that we've decided to make, and I think in the long run it'll hold true. And then once this is all over with, business will get back to normal, if not better.
And it's not just the restaurants in this county that are pushing on through the pandemic. School is still in session 4 days a week, as are sports.
We wanted to try to maximize as many educational and then extracurricular opportunities as we possibly could while meeting the guidelines. And so, you know, it's early in the season. We're almost to winter break. So far, it's gone pretty well, but I'm sure there'll be hiccups, and we've already had several scheduling changes. So just like anything else this school year, we're going to have to be flexible, and hopefully everybody will contribute the way they see fit, and we'll be able to continue on through the remainder of the season.
Flexibility is key, as it will be weeks and more likely months before enough vaccines can be distributed to slow the spread of the virus. According to Missouri's Department of Health and Senior Services, rural hospitals in the state should not expect to receive any doses until the end of January. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm James Fox.